while. Well, it's gotta be fast, you can't go too slow. If you hear that rhythm, you got to do-si-do when you do the okey boogie and do it okey style. That mean old okey boogie is bound to drive you wild. Old man Moe's on a cane and a crutch, tried to do the okey boogie just a little too much far. He tried to overdo it Oklahoma style. That mean old okey boogie is bound to drive you wild.
Rather nice, wasn't it? John Thor's mother, Ella Mae Morse, and Okey Boogie. And a warm welcome to Beagley at Night with me, RB, with you until around about 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. All the usual things in all the usual places. I think I've got it right this week, not totally sure. But, you know, we sort of... regular listeners will know we take it very much as we find it, and we'll just get through it come hell or high water. That was Ella Mae Morse. This is Fifi Dorsey and Joseph Ryan's right now, Je ne sais pas.
Sweet mademoiselle.
Oh, what a beautiful fella. Call me a taxi sur la rue Champanella.
Now, will you do what you told me?
What?
In your arms, will you hold me?
No, 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 first.
What?
You must twist the moustacheroo, then. You must give me the cacheroo.
Oh, do not throw me that bullaroo. Make me the promise first.
Je ne sais pas, pa. Je ne sais pas, pa, 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 pa. N'est-ce pas?
What is that?
N'est-ce pas?
Oh.
La, 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 la. Je ne sais pas, pa. Je ne sais pas, pa. Now, do not go too far.
Oh, no.
La la
la la
la la
la la.
Oh, je ne sais pas, papa.
Oh, do not fool with the papa.
Oh, you must take me to supper. If there is no taxi, I will go in your coupe.
And there I will buy you the champagne.
Mm.
Oh, do not make such big campaign.
No, 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 no. First.
What again?
You must promise the marriage.
Uh-oh.
And push a push a carriage.
Pretty good.
Then we will go to the Claridge. There I will love you so. Je ne sais pas, papa. Je ne sais pas, papa. Papa, papa, papa. N'est-ce pas?
Nice pa.
N'est-ce pas?
Nice. Ma.
La 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 la. Oh, je ne sais pas, pa. Je ne sais pas, pa. Now, do not go too far.
Don't worry.
La la.
La la.
La la.
La la.
Oh, je ne sais pas, pa, pa.
Lambeth Walk. I think I'd rather like to hear that, actually. But that was Fifi Dorsey and Joseph Rhines from 1938 and Je ne sais papa. So how's your week been since I was with you last? Well, my week has been okay, although I discovered during the middle of last week's programme that I was losing my hearing, which involved the day after quite a few trips to the doctor. And because of the COVID that I caught, I managed to lose 75% of my hearing in my right ear. If I've told you this already, just ignore me. I can't remember who I've told and who I haven't. Hopefully, the good news is it will all come back. I've been taking steroids and goodness knows what else since then, and I've got an MRI scheduled for Thursday, so it'll come back eventually. Interesting week. Sometimes it's better just to say, you know what, absolutely nothing happened. Here's Deanna Durbin. Rose of Summer, and we'll have some more from her a little bit later on in the programme. Coming up in about 3 minutes' time, it'll be a couple of songs from Bing Crosby to take us there. Here's the great Alice Faye.
Put on your slumming clothes and get your car. Let's go sightseeing where the high-toned people are. Come on, there's lots of fun in store for you. See how the other half lives on Park Avenue. Let's go slumming, take me slumming. Let's go slumming on Park Avenue. Let us hide behind a pair of fancy glasses and make faces when a member of the classes passes. Let's go smelling where they're dwelling, sniffing everything the way they do. Let us go to it, they do it, why can't we do it too? Let's go slumming, no slumming at Park Avenue. Thank you. slumming, take me slumming. Let's go slumming on Park Avenue. Let us hide behind a pair of fancy glasses and make faces when a member of the classes passes. Let's go smelling where they're dwelling, sniffing everything the way they do. Let us go to it, they do it, why can't we do it too? Let's go slumming, no slumming at Park Avenue.
I think that version was about the third release of that song. It was originally in the film On the Avenue, if memory serves me correctly, which was released in the theatres early February 1937. And Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo were recording it. They recorded it a little bit earlier before the film came out. And then Jimmy Lunceford did a very good version. And then Alice Faye came along under the direction of Cypher, which is the one that we heard there, also from February 1937. Lots of people have sung it, including Petula Clark and Ella Fitzgerald, Bobby Short, even Michael Feinstein's had a go, a great song. And of course it was written by Irving Berlin, and you can't get much finer than good old Irv. Alright, time now for a little collection of songs that are done by Bing Crosby. And to get it started, all I have to say is Bing, sing.
Anyone can fall in love, anyone can touch a star. Beggars can be choosers, winners though they're losers. Anyone can fall in love. Young or old, the rule applies. When the right one meets your eyes, 9 or 97, you've a right to heaven. Anyone can fall in love. Suddenly the bells are ringing, suddenly the world seems new. All at once your heart starts singing the way that mine did when I looked at you. Anyone can fall in love, anyone can touch a star. When my arms enfold you, you can say I told you. Anyone can fall in love. Far above me, I never dreamed you could be mine. Now you're saying that you love me, which only goes to prove my opening line. Anyone can fall in love, anyone can touch a star. When my arms enfold you, you can say I told you. Anyone can fall in love. Oh, anyone can fall in love. For time can do so much for you. Still mine, I need your love. I need your love. Godspeed your love. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Lonely rivers sigh, wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me. My darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love. I need your love. Godspeed your love to me. So inviting, your eyes deep as wine. How well I remember when they were all mine. Your arms sweet and tender, your hair soft and bright. Where are you, my darling? Where are you tonight? Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, wherever you are. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. The fault was my own. I left you, I lost you, to walk all alone. Now I'm the one, dear, who cries in the night. Where are you, my darling? Where are you tonight? Good night. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, wherever you are. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary. Thank you.
actually did think about leaving that song until the very last one in the programme, but it would have totally messed up the bingin' singin' thing. And of course everybody would have then started talking about me and Mary Lou, and that would never do. Bing sings this week in his song, Anyone Can Fall in Love, Unchained Melody, and Goodnight, Sweet Dreams to Mary Lou. And we'll have some more from Bing around about the same time and next week. And if you would like to choose Bing's songs that I play too, please feel free to let me know. Lots of people write in and say, can you play this, that? Don't need to mention me or anything. I just like to hear it. And we're always very happy to do that. In fact, a lot of the music in each week's programs is actually chosen by you, believe it or not. And you do such a good job. Who am I to disagree? Anyway, more Bingin singing around about the same time next week. Want to say a very good morning now to Holger over in Germany. A little bit late, Holger. Sorry about that. I'm going to keep you up a little bit later. He says, good evening, Roy. He said, I just heard your show tonight. I'm a little bit late today. This week, he has sent us the East German version of Moscow Nights. It was recorded by Peter Weiland, Venice Up and Weird, back in 1960, and Holger says it was recorded 1 year before Kenny Ball's hit version, which was released. And he said the funny thing is that the composer is actually mentioned on the East German record in 1960, but in the 1961 of the single from Kenny Ball, it's actually listed it as a traditional song. So who knew? Thank you, Holger. Here is Peter Weiland.
Wenn es Abend wird in der großen Stadt, wenn die ersten Lichter erglühen, ja, mit uns zweien begann. Ja, dann denke ich noch so oft daran, wie es einst mit uns zweien begann. Mit dir am Fluss, wie unsagbar schön war ein Kuss, als das Lichtermeer unserer großen Stadt aus der Ferne geleuchtet hat, als das Lichtermeer Stadt aus der Ferne geleuchtet hat.
Very nice too, Peter Weiland und the Berglight Orchestra and the Wenn echt Abend wird. That's our song from Holger's house this week. Have to admit, Holger, when I first heard the very first notes there coming out of Peter's mouth, I thought it was Roger Whittaker, who I know was very popular in Germany and very popular with me as well. I do like Roger Whittaker. And of course, he was one of those singers that turned a number of his hits into German and did even well and did some German songs as well. And I thought that Peter and Roger sounded a little bit alike there. Thank you very much, Holger. Really did enjoy that. And also nice to know that wasn't traditional, actually was written by someone, and we'll have another song from Holger's house round about the same time next week. But as we are running late, Holger, time to get up them stairs. Thank you so much, and give my love to Christine. Now, I just have to make a quick phone call to find out what the time is, if you'll just talk amongst yourselves for a moment. Won't be a second. Here we go. Yep.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1937.
Four words there from Rodgers and Hart, of course, going back to 1937. Johnny One Note, that was Ruby Norman and her Rainbow Room Orchestra, and the vocal refrain was provided, I thought, rather nicely by Wynn Murray. Johnny One Note here on Affinity Radio. And time now for Beagle's Big Three. And every week at the end of the Big Three, I always invite you to send yours in if you would like to. Doris in Truro, a very good morning to you. You've sort of done that. She says, Dear Roy, I love the Andrews Sisters. Could you please play three Andrews Sisters songs of your choice, but not the normal ones that always get played, but ones that I might know anyway? Okay, Doris. So what you want me to do is pick out songs by the Andrews Sisters that we don't play here on Angel Radio. There can't be many of them. But I did try. Doris, settle back and see what you think. They all come, by the way, just out of interest, from 1938.
Thank you. must I stop loving you? It's easier said than done. You tell me to dance, forget the old romance. It's easier said than done. Oh, darling, how can I forget all the dreams I dream for you? How can I forget? Not a single dream came true. Finding someone new to take the place of you, it's easier said than done.
In my love, she's a nice young thing when she cannot leave her mother.
Did she ask you to tea, Billy boy, Billy boy? Did she ask you to tea, charming Billy?
Yes, she asked me into tea, then she sat right down upon my knee.
She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. Can she bake a cherry pie
in the twinkling of an eye?
Is she fitted for your wife
as my pocket for my knife?
Did you ask her to wed, Billy boy, Billy boy? Did you ask her to wed, jumpin' Billy?
Yes, I asked her would she wed, and what do you think she said?
I'm a young thing, but I will leave my mother. You and no other. You've been waiting a long time for the wedding bells to chime. She's a young thing, she will leave her mother.
da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you love her, Billy Boy? Do you love her, Billy Boy?
Yes, I love her, but not like a brother.
Have you thought of everything? Where's the license? Where's the ring?
It is.
She's a young thing who's gonna leave her mother.
That those sort of fitted what you was looking for, Andrew's Sisters. And the first one that we heard was, of course, It's Easier Said Than Done. The second one, Billy Boy, and then Joseph, who didn't name the day at all. Three songs from the Andrew's Sisters for Doris down there in Truro. And Doris, thank you very much for suggesting the Andrew's Sisters. Always like to hear them. And you're right, you know, it is interesting to hear some of the stuff that they did much earlier, and I don't think you can get much earlier than 38, perhaps a little bit of 37, but we're certainly getting down there. So Doris, thank you so much, and if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, well, all you have to do is drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist you would like and the songs, and if you want me to choose the songs, I'm happy to do so.
Angel Radio. Quality.
Okay, time for telling me a story now, and we're into the third of four parts of Sherlock Holmes and the Six Napoleons. And I seem to remember that we left off last week, I think it was in a factory run by Mr. Gelder, where our two intrepid sleuths were trying to find out the name of an Italian rascal. Now, it turned out that Mr. Gelder did indeed know who the Italian rascal was, but couldn't remember his name, which rather annoyed Holmes, and so they basically told him to go away and come back again another day. Let's catch up with them.
We have one more visit to make, Watson, to Harding Brothers back in Kensington. Then luncheon, I suggest, and a telegram to Lestrade to come to Baker Street this evening. And then, Watson...
And then, Holmes?
Yeah, well, that invaluable army revolver of yours may once more be pressed into service, old friend.
Indeed?
We have some dangerous work ahead of us, if I'm not mistaken. There are two of them still at large.
Two criminals, Holmes?
No, only one criminal. But two busts of Napoleon, my dear Watson. Come along!
And so, as always, I had to be content. Sherlock Holmes was at his most mysterious, and I knew so well how dearly he loved the mystery and would tell me nothing of his conclusions until his own time was ripe. I waited as best I could. Yet, as the slow, late summer day wore on, I felt a constantly rising excitement within me, and I saw that Holmes, too, was febrile and impatient, until at last, in response to our telegram, the good Lestrade appeared.
Ah, Lestrade, my dear Lestrade. You weren't busy, I hope.
Busy, Mr. Holmes? I'm always busy. It's our motto at the Yard.
Of course.
You'll be happy to hear, by the way, that I've solved our mystery.
What? You have?
Of course. We have our methods too, you know. I've identified the dead man.
My dear Lestrade.
Oh, yes, Doctor. We have an inspector who makes a speciality of Saffron Hill and the Italian Quarter, and he knew our corpse the minute he set eyes on him. His name was Pietro Venucci, from Naples he was, and he was one of the most notorious cutthroats in London.
Venucci, the last link.
He was connected with the old secret society of the Mafia, you see, and it's perfectly clear that he must have broken the rules in some way, so this fellow of the photograph is sent to kill him, or even perhaps the other way round. You know how fiendish they are in these vendetta things. At any rate, one is shadowing the other. There's a scuffle outside Harker's house, and in the struggle, Venucci gets his death wound. How's that, Mr. Holmes?
Perfect.
I confess it seems to hang together admirably.
Yeah, except, of course, for Napoleon.
Ah, the busts are only a coincidence. We're on the murderer's trail, of course, as I expect you are too from your wire. So all we need to do is to make our way to the Italian Quarter, where I've no doubt we'll be able to find him.
No, my dear fellow, Chiswick.
Chiswick's a highly respectable residential district.
Ah, and therefore the most likely neighbourhood for spectacular happenings. If you've ever trusted me before, my dear Lestrade, trust me now. I'll promise to go with you tomorrow to the Italian Quarter if I fail you. Now, for your part, come with Watson and me tonight to Chiswick. Is that a bargain?
Well, I take you on trust, Mr. Holmes.
You do very wisely. You'll have dinner with us first, Lestrade.
Well, now that's very nice.
Have you ordered the four-wheeler, Watson?
For 11, to take us over to be on the other side of Hammersmith Bridge.
Good. And you have the address, of course, the one we got from the fellow at Harding Brothers.
Yes. Laburnum Lodge, Laburnum Vale, Chiswick.
Admirable. You never fail me, Watson. Oh, would you pass me my hunting crop there, Lestrade?
Is it?
Yeah, thank you. The handle is weighted with lead, a most useful weapon, as I've proved before. Now, let us address ourselves to the important process of nutrition. It may be a long time before we eat again.
Moreau, the Elms, the Neves. Ah, Laburnum Lodge. Well, Holmes, here we are.
Excellent. And with this particularly tall fence for our concealment.
They've gone to bed, it seems. Whole place is in darkness.
I sent Mr. Brown a personal message asking him to cooperate.
Mr. Brown?
Mr. Josiah Brown, Lestrade, whose name we obtained as the purchaser of the fifth Napoleon.
Oh, You and your Napoleons, Mr. Holmes. I've told you that all that part of it's only coincidence. It's this mafia business that's the real crux.
Well, well, if you say so, Lestrade. Now then, Watson, do you crouch down here, close to the hedge? You better lie down in the long grass, Watson, here. Yes, and Lestrade, you stay here beside me.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Look there, Mr. Holmes. The open window.
What? Not so long after all, then.
Yes, that's him. He must have been inside when we arrived. Our luck's in.
There's a light there, flickering. Do you see?
Yes, we've got him. And in respectable Chiswick, too, Lestrade.
He's climbing out. Oh, thank heaven for the moonlight.
Look, he's carrying something white under his arm.
Ah, the fifth Napoleon. No, wait, Lestrade. Wait, wait, man. Let's see what he does. He's coming closer, do you see?
He stopped there, by the street lamp. Holmes, I do believe he's going to...
Exactly. Smashed to smithereens like all the others. And while he's busy examining it, Lestrade... On him! Watson, after me!
Hey! Let me go! What do you want with me? Let me...
All right, hold him. Watch out, Lestrade. He's got a knife.
Ah, no, you don't, my beauty.
Take
his other wrist, Doctor. There, that's he's safe enough now, I reckon. What's your name, my man? Won't speak, eh?
His name's Beppo Lestrade. At least if I follow Holmes aright. Holmes, didn't you say that? Oh, good heavens, where is he? Holmes!
All right, Watson, I'm over here with the bust. Ah, well, Lestrade, you've got him then. For my own part, I've been attending to our friend the good Napoleon, but with no good results so far, I fear. It seems the final secret still eludes us.
Upon my soul, Mr. Holmes, you beat me. You do, really. Still harping on about these statues.
Yes, I'm almost one of Watson's monomaniacs on the subject, Lestrade.
Salve cinemani liberi.
Oh, will you please take the prisoner to Bow Street now, Lestrade? Sure. And if you'll kindly come round to Baker Street at about 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, I think I shall then be able to show you that even now you've not grasped the entire meaning of this affair. Come, Watson, come back to Baker Street in our four-wheeler.
We'll have the fourth and final part of the Six Napoleons in next week's programme. And, of course, the artists there, John Gielgud and Sir Ralph Richardson. And I do hope you enjoyed that. Last part next week. All terribly exciting. Also quite exciting right now, Debbie Reynolds.
Say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I have for you. Guess I could find somebody too, but I don't want no one but you. How could you leave without regret? Am I that easy to forget? Before you leave, be sure you find you want her love much more than mine. I'll just say we've never met if I'm that easy to forget. Guess I could find somebody new, but I don't want no one but you. Couldn't leave without regret. You're not that easy to forget. Before you leave, be sure you find you want her love much more than mine. 'Cause I'll just say we've never met. That easy to forget.
nice too. That was Debbie Reynolds, of course, and Am I That Easy to Forget? Talking about forgetting, which we weren't, but you know where this leads. I, on Sunday, I guess it was Sunday lunchtime, was very much looking forward to seeing the last episode of All Creatures Great and Small, and watched it last week, and it was really good, and it was a Christmas edition and everything, and it was all happy, and what's-her-name had a baby, and it was all very, very nice. And I thought, well, what can they do for the finale this week? And then I found out that, in fact, last week it was the finale. They'd had it listed as episode 8 on the program guide on the television, and during the course of the week they mysteriously took it down. They obviously recognized their error, which was a shame, because I was looking forward to that. But it was a great series, really enjoyed it. A couple of weeks' time they're going to be showing this thing called Nolly, which is all about Noel Gordon, who was one of my favorites. Always liked Noel Gordon, and I hope it's going to live up to the hype. I have a feeling that it probably will, but we'll see what happens. I think that's coming on in a couple of weeks' time here in the States on PBS. Coming up right now on a radio near Angel is Pete Fountain with Burt Camford and his orchestra for Pete's Sake. The Burt Camford Orchestra there, and for Pete's sake. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB. Earlier on, I promised you some more Deanna Durbin, and here she is right now with her version of Danny Boy.
Go on.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to Thank you.
Very nice too. Deanna Durbin with Danny Boy. Hope you enjoyed that. And we'll have some more of Deanna Durbin probably in the program next week. Coming up in just, well, actually, if I play this song, it's going to be late. And if I don't, it's going to be early. But I'll make it late because you don't want to listen to me rabbity on for a couple of minutes. Here's Al Boley. Lyricists of the day, don't you? There was Al Boley with the Savoy Hotel Orpheums and Linda. The only thing that I could think of to rhyme with Linda was Winder, and I did come up with Linda. I'll throw you out the window if you don't love me. But wouldn't have worked, would it? Well, hey-ho. Angel Radio, Roy Bigley with you. I'm Bigley at night. 98.6 in Gosport and Havant and Portsmouth and all of those areas. You can also find us on various DAB multiplexes throughout the United Kingdom and, of course, throughout the world on the internet. And to find out how you can do either of those last two, just go to the Angel Radio website, which is angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of Posh. I'm sorry, we're about nearly 3 minutes late for it, but as I say, I didn't want to be early. This is going back to 1966. It is the Tabernacle Choir of Temple Square in Eugene Omadi and the Philadelphia Orchestra, all together with a wonderful version of something they called Heavenly Father. You might know it as something a little bit different.
Thank you.
Splendid stuff. That's the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square, and that was Eugene Ormody waving the stick at the Philadelphia Orchestra with Heavenly Father, Ave Maria. And that's a little bit of posh for this week. I'm going to have another little bit of posh around about the same time next week, and I'm sorry that noise in the background was me destroying my chair. Well, there's not much else to do at this time of the hour, you know, except listen to good music and destroy furniture. Talking of good music.
What a feeling. It's heavenly. That's how it feels when you're with me. Angels above could only be just as happy as we. It's heavenly, heavenly. Each time our lips touch breathlessly, oh, what a thrill to know our hearts agree. And with each kiss, I can tell love like this will weave a spell. Oh, we're in love. Always meant to be faithful, forever free, so heavenly. And with each kiss, I can tell love like this will weave a spell.
And Heavenly here on Angel Radio. I thought that just folded on rather nicely from the Tabernacle Choir there. All right, let's see. We're late once again, but I don't care anymore. We'll get there eventually in the end. Here's Day at Night for you this week now, as sort of constructed and arranged many moons ago by Brad Clamper over there in Chicago. Got three lovely songs from Doris this morning, and we kick off with a great one. And she also lets Buddy Clark join in.
Say yes, say yes.
I wish you'd reveal to me.
Reveal to me.
The way that you feel.
Why don't you tell me the way that you'd feel?
Confess.
Confess, confess.
It isn't a crime.
Oh, no, no crime.
To open your your heart to me.
Confide in me.
And say that you're mine.
Why don't you tell me you're gonna be mine?
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through.
Confess.
Please don't make me guess.
Don't make me guess.
If you really care for me.
If you could care.
Then darling, confess.
Confess.
Confess, confess.
Why don't you confess?
Say yes, say yes.
I wish you'd reveal to me.
Reveal to me.
The way that you feel.
You know the way that I feel.
Confess.
Confess, confess.
It isn't a crime.
Oh no, no crime.
To open your heart to me.
Confide in me.
And say that you're mine.
Why don't you tell me you're gonna be mine?
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through.
Confess.
I'm ready now to confess.
Please don't make me guess.
Won't make you guess.
If you really care for me.
I really do.
Then darling, confess. Funny how the phone stopped ringing, your heart stopped singing the way it used to do. You don't know who's to blame or if there's a reason. You just know you were wrong. And now you're freezing. Funny, no goodbyes were spoken. The spell was broken by a pair of silent sighs. Funny. It's so funny. Funny how you just can't dry your eyes. Just can't dry your eyes. the lamp is low. Dream and watch the shadows come and go. The lamp is low. My lips will sigh, I love you so. Dream the sweetest dream we'll ever know. The lamp is low.
Says so, Doris Day there with The Lamp is Low, and before that, Funny, and we started off with Doris Day and Buddy Clark together with Confess, and that's our Day at Night sequence for this week, and we'll have another one around about the same time next week, of that I promise. You're listening to possibly the best radio station in the whole wide world. The Sandpipers.
It's a strange song about a boy who went wrong, who tried to make it up inside his heart and start again and make amends for living his strange life. Is never make a change life until one day he found himself alone with only him, and oh how dim his future seemed. On that day he searched to find a better way to be a man, and as he tried he cast away his foolish pride. And I understand his strange song then became a sing-along, where every note was just the proper one to hum and sing and have a thing that's groovy with la-da-da-da.
better way to be a man. And as he tried, he cast away his foolish pride, and I understand his strange song. Then became a sing-along, where every note was just the proper one to hum and sing and have a thing that's groovy with la 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 la.
Nice to have a song that you can la la along to, isn't it? That was the Strange Song. I didn't think it was strange at all. From the Sandpipers, from 1967, I think, if memory serves me correctly. One of my favourite groups of the late 60s. They didn't do many albums, but what they did was great. Here is a lady who's rather great as well, Margaret Whiting.
Whisper words I have never known, or speak your heart whenever we're alone. No, don't tell me it isn't fair, for
directed by Frank Devole. You remember him, a really great orchestrator and writer, and that was a song called Don't Tell Me from the fabulous Margaret Whiting. We've got comedy coming up in just a couple of minutes' time. To take us there, a song from Jimmy Rogers, which you may well have remembered singing as a child. I most certainly do, and if you're not careful, I might join in.
Soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife and drum? Oh, how can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I've got no shoes to put on, to put on, got no shoes to put on? So off to the cobbler she did go, fast as she could run, and she bought him a pair of the finest there, and the soldier put them on, the soldier put them on. Now, soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum? Well, how can I marry such a pretty girl as you? And I got no socks to put on, to put on. Got no socks to put on. So off to the haberdasher she did go, fast as she could run. And she bought him a pair of the finest there, and the soldier put them on, the soldier put them on. Now, soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum? How can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I've got no pants to put on, to put on? Got no pants to put on. So off to the tailor's she did go, fast as she could run. And she bought him a pair of the finest there, and the soldier put them on, the soldier put them on. Now, soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum? How can I marry such a pretty girl as you with a wife and a baby at home?
Rather nice, wasn't it? Jimmy Rogers there, and Soldier, Won't You Marry Me? I can remember that we used to go marching around the playground when we used to sing that for some bizarre. I guess we were being soldiers. Very strange. All right, let's see. Well, we're going to reach that part of the program where we have some comedy, and that's what we're going to do this week. We have Frankie Howard and Arthur Askey coming up, but we start with A.J. Allen and Percy the Prawn.
One day this summer, while we were down in Devonshire for our holidays, we went out prawning. And as the weather was hot, and I suppose the prawns were feeling too idle to get out of the way, we caught quite a good number, and that was that. On our way home along the beach, we kept on coming across patches of that pink, feathery sort of seaweed you often see, and my wife thought some of it would look rather nice floating in a large glass bowl we'd got. So we picked up a certain amount of this stuff, this seaweed, and in order to keep it fresh, we just dropped it into the tin of salt water we were carrying the prawns in. We didn't think they'd mind. As it turned out, it wasn't at all a clever idea, because when we got back, we found that the prawns had thoroughly tangled themselves up in this seaweed. I mean, you know what an awful lot of arms and legs and whiskers and things prawns have, which catch on everything, and it was quite a business to undo them. However, we did at last manage to sort them out, and the prawns went into a saucepan of boiling water, and the seaweed was put into its glass bowl. Very well. About an hour later, someone happened to look in the glass bowl, and they noticed that there was one odd prawn swimming about all by itself, like a goldfish. Must have been overlooked somehow. And we all started arguing about what we ought to do with it. It certainly wasn't worthwhile lighting the oil stove again to boil a special saucepan of water for it. Neither did it seem exactly kind to leave it to pine away slowly where it was. One might, of course, have caught it and given it a bash on the head, but that wouldn't have been kind either. At least we didn't think so, and the idea didn't fit in with our holiday mood. So I finally volunteered to do the only possible thing. I said, I will take Percy the Prawn and put him back in the sea. You just wait. And mind you, this wasn't quite as easy as it sounds, because our bungalow stands on the top of a high cliff, and it takes at least 7 minutes to climb down to the beach, and twice as long to get back, but no matter. I'd said I'd do it, and I did it, with Percy in a tumbler of salt water firmly clutched in my hand. Well, when I eventually arrived at the edge of the sea, I began to feel selfish. I said, here I've had all the trouble of climbing down this cliff. Why shouldn't I share some of Percy's joy at being put back where he came from? So instead of chucking him straight in, as I easily might have done, I didn't. I went to the extreme edge and scooped out a little pool in the wet sand and turned him loose in that. By the way, just then a young woman in a pearl necklace and a green bathing dress came along and asked me what I was doing. I told her I was minding my own business, and she was simply furious and went away. Anyhow, to get back to Percy. Putting him in the pool had bucked him up no end, and he darted about in great style, getting more brisk and transparent every moment. The tide was coming in rather fast, and when the first wave came, I skipped back to avoid it. But when it had retired, I walked out to the little hollow that was all that was left of my pool, and, do you know, Percy hadn't gone. No, he'd somehow managed to stay behind. And there he was, swimming about in very little water indeed. I don't know how he did it. But even that wasn't the last of him. He was still there after the second wave, although it was far bigger and busier than the first, and there was almost no pool left, certainly not enough to swim in. But, as I say, there he still was, and he gazed up at me in such a faithful and affectionate kind of way that there was no doubt at all that he'd stopped behind on purpose, just to show how grateful he was. Prawns are like that. Anyway, by the time the third wave came over, he evidently thought he'd done enough, and when it left, he went too. I, for my part, climbed all the way back up the cliff, and I really did feel, when I got to the top, that for once I'd done my good deed for the day. Well, now comes the extraordinary part of this story. Soon after we came back to London, I had to go to a very big and very dull dinner at a restaurant. I shan't tell you which restaurant, because I mustn't advertise it, and the cooking was beastly. But, and this is the point, the second course of this dinner consisted of some obscure form of lobster trimmed with prawns. Well, I was looking at the bit they'd given me with a certain amount of distaste and apprehension, when one of the prawns that belonged to it suddenly came to life. It sprang out of its tuft of lettuce and advanced to the middle of the plate. And when it got there, it took up an attitude like a praying mantis, if you know what that is, and it generally did everything it could to attract my attention. As soon as it saw I was looking, it addressed me in a thin, piping treble. I can't imitate its voice, but it said, "You probably don't remember me, but I'm Percy." Well, I said, "On the contrary, I remember you perfectly, and how do you do and all that, but what's your particular trouble at the moment?" Well, he said, "It's simply this. I beg of you, in fact, I beseech you, not to have any of this lobster." Well, I said, "My dear good Percy, of course I won't. I wouldn't dream of such a thing, but tell me, why are you so anxious that I shouldn't?" And he said, "Don't ask me, because I'm much too boiled to answer questions, but don't eat any, that's all," and he tottered back to his lettuce leaf. Well, just then a waiter came along and took my plate away, so we couldn't talk any more. But the strange thing is that during the night, no fewer than 17 of the people who were at the dinner were taken very seriously ill, and one of them nearly died. Now, what do you think of that?
I'm going to sing you a little song that got a great deal of success, and it's not very good, but I do it so well, you know. It's a little song, well known to listeners, and I entitle it "The Seagull." Hope you like it. I'm a silly seagull flying in the sky, ever, 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 ever so high. Two big wings and a large yellow beak. Feathers on me chassis, oh, I do look chic. Flying very high, flying very low. You can never catch me, oh dear, no. Happy at the seaside, never having words. Happier in High Street with the other birds. Just a silly seagull, that's all. Fly away, Peter, fly away, Paul. I'm a silly seagull flying in the sky, ever, 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 ever so high. Following the big ships when they're on a cruise, peeping through the portholes and getting marvelous views. Flying very high, flying very low, you can never catch me, oh dear no. When the weather's stormy, passengers look grey, then we get excited cause dinner's on the way. Just a silly seagull, that's all. Fly away, Peter, fly away, Paul. I'm a silly seagull flying in the sky, ever, 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 ever so high. Though I cannot sing like the birdies in the park, don't think I'm a sissy, cause I often have a lark. flying very high, flying very low. You can never catch me, oh dear no. When the weather's stormy, we have got you skinned. You never find a seagull suffer from the wind. Just a silly seagull, that's all. Fly away, Peter, fly away, Paul. Some more yet. I'm a silly seagull, fly away, ever so high, watching nudists bathing with excited chirps. They don't think we notice the silly lot of twerps. Flying very high, flying very low. You can never catch me, oh dear no. Flying round a liner, racing neck and neck. Then our favourite pastime, playing hit the deck. Just a silly seagull, that's all. Fly away, Peter, fly away, Paul. When we see somebody we like, we're the sweetest creatures. When we see somebody we hate, pop goes the seagull. Just a silly seagull, that's all. Fly away, Peter, fly away.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now, a couple of years ago, I was standing outside a newsagent's shop, you see, and I was browsing through those advertisements you see on the boards, out the little cards outside, you see, browsing through, and as a matter of fact, I'd just drawn my unemployment benefit, and I was wondering, listen, I just, you've put me off now, you see. There's a lot to learn all this, you know. Now, listen, I had just drawn my unemployment, laughing myself, and I'm an idiot, it's very naughty. I'd just drawn my unemployment benefit, you see, and I was wondering what to squander it on. So there was these cards outside the newsagents, and I was torn between lady with a large brown chest for sale and lessons given in Japanese deportment. And I thought to myself, now I wonder if this lady with a large brown chest has got squeaky drawers or not, you see. And also, I saw a card, and this card said, private detective agency requires trainee for divorce work. Right. Private detective agency requires trainee for divorce work. I thought, this is me. This is it. Francis is in here. Oh, what? Not just a pretty face. So I thought, yes, I'll go in. And I got the job. I applied for the job. I got the job. And as it came to pass, the following week, they sent me off on my first big divorce case alone. And I had to interview a Mrs. Parsley.
Madame, there is a Mr. Howard to see you. He says highly confidential.
Oh, yes. Show him up, will you?
Yes, madame. This way, please, sir.
Thank you so much. Oh.
Mr. Howard.
Oh, hello.
We spoke on the telephone, did we not?
Ah, we did indeed. Yes. Now before we discuss your case, I would... One can never be too careful with the servants, you understand? By the way, what is that girl's name?
Emmanuel.
No, is it? Emmanuel. I see. I may have to delve into her antecedents.
Her antecedents?
Yes, uncover her lurid past.
I don't think she has a lurid past.
She will have after I've delved into her antecedents. You must forgive me. Just a little whimsy of a joke. After all, it is a comedy show. What do you mean? You could have fooled you. Give us a chance. We haven't got started yet. We're just starting. Yeah.
Howard, would you come and sit here beside me?
Indeed, I will. Thank you very much.
Now, my husband...
Just a second, dear. Let me get it out.
What?
Now. My little book now for the notes. Thank you. Right.
I feel a certain warmth.
Do you? Shall I open the window?
No. I feel you are a person in whom I can place my complete trust.
Oh, you can, yes. Yes, treat me as you would your doctor.
Very well.
Yes. There's a doctor about to be struck off the register at any moment. Yes.
I have come to hate and despise men.
Oh, yes, I can see that, yes.
If you only knew what my husband does to me.
Do you intend to give us a practical demonstration?
He ignores me.
Does he really? Oh, poor, pathetic, palpitating Mrs. Parsley. Oh, sorry, I've drenched you.
I feel cast aside. I feel unwanted.
Do you really feel unwanted? Oh, it's a damn shame. Unwanted when there's so much need in the world. And I speak as one of the needy.
I must tell you what is nagging me, what is continually on my mind.
Yes, tell me.
Adultery.
Why not? It's a wet afternoon.
And I think at that point we'll leave Francis Howard to himself. Hope you enjoyed the comedy this week. Frankie Howard with part of his confession series. We also had the Seagull song, as originally broadcast on BBC Radio, from Arthur Askey, of course, and Percy the Prawn, absolutely brilliant, from A.J. Allen. We'll have some more comedy around about the same time next week.
Stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1969.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be thinking how good it can be.
speaking, but she doesn't know he's there. I want her everywhere, and if she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to meet her everywhere, knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies, watching her.
Proving what can happen when you have a glorious song and a glorious voice. Andy Williams, and here, there, and everywhere, here on Angel Radio. We're off to France right now to catch Le Petit Train. Here's André Clavaux.
Un petit train s'en va dans la campagne. Un petit train s'en va de bon matin. On le voit filer vers la montagne. Chichifou, chichifou, plein d'entrain. Dans les prés, il y a toujours des vaches. Étonné de voir encore passer ce petit train qui lâche des panaches. Chichifou, chichifou, de fumée. La garde barrière agite son drapeau rouge pour dire bon voyage aux vieux mécaniciens. Mais dans les wagons, nul voyageur ne bouge, car ils prennent tous le car et le train ne sert à rien. Le petit train qui veut croire au miracle, l'air de rien s'en va en sifflotant. Et les veaux, admirant le spectacle, chichifou, chichifou, sont contents. Hélas, il y a des gens qui trouvent que c'est exagéré de donner tant d'argent pour qu'un petit train aille se promener. Alors ils lui ont dit, cette fois c'est bien fini, profites-en, c'est ta dernière sortie. Un petit train s'en va dans la campagne, un petit train s'en va de bon matin. On le voit filer vers la montagne, chichifou, chichifou, plein d'entrain. Il revoit les champs et les rivières et les bois qui sentent bon l'été. Il revoit toutes les humbles chaumières, chichifou, chichifou, dans les prés. Le train ralentit près de la garde barrière et le mécanicien la salue de la main. Elle voit le feu rouge du wagon arrière qui s'éloigne doucement et se perd dans le lointain. Le petit train a perdu la bataille, c'est la fin de ses belles flâneries. Il s'en va vers le tas de ferrailles, chichifou, chichifou, c'est fini. Mais plus tard, lassé des grands voyages, nous penserons souvent au petit train qui flânait parmi les verts bocages. Nous le regretterons bien.
And wonderful. That was André Claveau, one of France's great folk singers, and that was Le Petit Train. Glorious stuff. D.A.B. Dave sent me that. Thank you for that, D.A.B. I really love André Claveau. I've got a lot of his songs, but they've all been protected, so I can't play them, which is a little bit annoying, but hey, that's my problem, not yours. I think we're down to the last two, so a penultimate song on the programme, Ella Fitzgerald.
It happened, I felt it happen. I was awake, I wasn't blind. I didn't think, I felt it happen. Now I believe in matter over mind. And now you see, we mustn't wait. The nearest moment that we marry is too late. Have you met Sir Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, he was just Sir Jones to me. Then I said, Sir Jones, you're a boy who understands. I'm a girl who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I've met Sir Jones, and we'll keep on meeting.
Fitzgerald, that's going to close the program this week with Wait Till You See Her. I'll see you next week. Until then, have yourselves a good week and a safe week, and may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
Wait till you see him, see how he looks. Wait till you hear him laugh. Painters of paintings, writers of books, never could tell the half. Wait till you feel the warmth of his glance.
pensive and sweet.